Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you, Radio Land, in the name of Jesus. Thanking God for our great prophet coming forth today with the true word of God. We're thanking God so much for this great prophet of God. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelist. The elders, deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for all of you that came out to our appreciation. Grateful for your honor, respect, and love to our friends, acquaintances. We are God's church. We are the church of God. We are established in the Word. And if you don't feel we understand God's Word and that we are backwards or in the days of old, come join us. Let's reason together. Let's see what the scripture says. I'm grateful for our anointing that's going on. Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. These were anointed of God, keeping God's commandments. They're going on with God, and we are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We believe in keeping God's commandments, which is keeping God's word. In order to do that, you need weapons. So we're going to talk about spiritual weapons today. Before we get into that, we're going to sing this number, Born Again. Thank God for our ensemble. Thank God.
Fire burning in my heart for God. I've been born again. Oh, there's a desire.
Oh, no.
Thank God, born again. That's what we've been here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Born not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed. We thank God for Sister Debbie. Let's make these announcements before we get into this thought. Thank God.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write ML us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now in the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God for our ensemble. Yes. Hope you enjoyed the number. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe this scripture and I believe all that's written. And it was written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world have come. We're still here, and our end is coming one day. Yes. All that hear my voice, all that don't hear my voice, the end is coming. Yes. But I'm not looking for him coming through the clouds naturally so. Right. He's coming through the clouds of witnesses. Right. That's those that live for God and those that God has sent. Yes. Let's go to Ephesians 6:10, evangelists. Thank God for our officers here. All the saints. So you sound like you're just a few. Well, the Lord said, where there's two or three gathered and agreeing, I'll be a God in the midst. And I'm talking about agreeing in the word. We agree in the word. When you agree with God's word, when you agree with the Spirit, you're one with God. God is in the midst. Ephesians 6:10 says what, evangelist?
Finally, my brethren.
Finally, this is the sum total of everyone that is hearing God's voice, hearing the one that God sent.
Yes.
Finally, my brethren.
My brethren, be strong in the Lord.
Now, this is those that are living for God. And when you're truly living for God, there is but one doctrine, and that's God's word.
Yes.
Be strong in the Lord. What?
And in the power of his might.
Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. What?
Put on the whole armor of God.
Oh, they love to quote this scripture, and I love it too. Put on the whole armor of God. And you can read this and just get all empowered and weak as water. Mm-hmm. Put on the whole armor of God. What?
That ye may be able.
Not that you can, but you may be, because when you put on this armor, what good is it if you don't use it?
All right.
But put it on that ye may be able to stand.
Stand what? Against the wiles of the devil.
Devil has wisdom of this world. And he has the wisdom that we're familiar with because we were born into this devil's spirit. But he's smarter than us if you don't have God.
All right.
He's smarter than us and you and all that say they live for God if you don't keep his word.
Yes.
He's smarter than you.
Yes.
What?
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So it's not about this body, that body, white, black, green, gray, yellow. It's not about flesh. Mm-hmm. And it's really not about the name of your facility. It's about knowing what God's word is and keeping it.
Yes.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood. What?
But against principalities.
It's about our principles, God's principles. They should be one.
Yes.
When we begin to live for God, our principles should be the principles of God.
Yes.
We wrestle against, not against flesh and blood, but against principles. What?
Against powers.
Powers, what?
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
What?
Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
That's why we're crying loud, sparing not. because of the spiritual wickedness in these leaders,
yes,
high places in the earth,
mm-hmm,
that control the earth. Read the 10th verse again.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
Thank God. Finally, my brethren.
What?
Be strong in the
Lord.
Now
let's be strong in the Lord. What?
And in the power of his might.
Let's be strong in the power of his might. Let's go to Hebrews,
mm-hmm,
4 and 12. They love to quote this scripture. You hear so many of these preachers. The word of God is quick and powerful. It sure is. But what good is that if you don't use it?
That's right.
If you don't obey God's word, you're not quick and powerful, and you don't have the weapon you have. You're not using it. It's not
right
in force.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest weapon we have today and have been from day one is obedience to, yes, God's word. Obedience is like pulling the trigger on your weapon. If you have that weapon and don't pull the trigger, you got nothing.
Right.
So, you come over this line, I got a bat, I'm gonna hit you. But if you don't do it, what you got nothing. You're just a paper tiger talking.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Right. Yes.
4:12 says what?
For the word of God is quick.
Wait a minute, when that devil came to the Lord, he said, man don't live by bread alone. But more importantly, he resisted. He pulled the trigger. He obeyed God.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
You can talk about what God says. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. But if you don't yield to God's word, you haven't pulled a trigger on your weapon.
Yes.
You haven't done nothing. You're a paper tiger just talking.
Yes.
For the word of God is quick.
It's quick.
And powerful.
So that's the strongest weapon we have is God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Not to know what it says, but to do it.
Yes.
Quick and powerful, sharper.
And sharper than any two-edged sword.
What?
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
That's why when we come forth with thou shalt not, these jackleg preachers and all you that call me, rebutting against the word, it knows what your thoughts and intents are. You want to cross and transgress God's word, and God is saying thou shalt not.
That's right.
And God knows your intents. The word know what the intent of the heart is. It's the intent of man to have gods before God.
Mm-hmm.
It's the intent of man to pretend and take his name in vain and make graven images. That's the intent of the old man, yes, born this way and grew up to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the intent of man not to honor thy father and those that carry God. Those that carry God, they killed him, Peter.
Yes.
James, they cut off his head.
Yes.
The prophets of old,
mm-hmm,
locked him up in prison,
yes,
shut him down. Because they say, oh, you're always talking against me. It was the word they brought.
Yes.
They knew the intents of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And of the joints.
Joints.
And moral.
What?
And is a discerner.
It's a discerner. What?
Discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart.
This word knows what the intents,
yes,
are. So when we bring it,
yes,
we get opposition.
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 1:1.
Mm-hmm.
All we get is opposition. But if you obey, that's a great weapon, and that's a weapon that cannot be defeated. You can't lose when you obey God.
That's right.
That means you're pulling the trigger,
mm-hmm,
you're throwing the hand grenade,
yes, that's beautiful,
you're shooting the bomb off, or whatever you want to call it,
yes,
and it's hitting the target,
that's
when
beautiful
you obey. Devil cannot override obedience,
no,
to God. St. John 1:1, what does it say?
In the beginning was the word.
All these people, we're preaching the word of God. If you're not preaching the 10 precepts in its fullness and commanding that they be obeyed, because that's what God did. He commanded the man in the garden. He commanded him. That was the weapon, the command.
Yes.
He was able to pull that trigger when he yielded and obeyed God.
Yes.
The woman talked strong. She put up a fight.
Yes.
We grew up kids, and now you step on this line, I'm going to knock you down.
Mm-hmm.
And they step on the line, you ran. You were a paper tiger.
Yes.
But when you said, if you step over this line, I'm going to pop you.
Yeah.
They had a little thing saying, if you so bad, knock this off his shoulder.
Yes.
You always got an instant. They say, go set it up. You do it.
Yeah.
You think you better knock it off his shoulder. We're going to fight. You knock it off the shoulder, you didn't do anything. You start crying. You're a paper tiger.
Yes. That's right.
You're going to say, well, God said, you can't do that, and yet you're doing it. You're just talking.
Yes.
The woman put up a fight with that devil, but the trigger was he commanded them, the day you eat, you're going to die. Had they been obedient, that would have been the action of their weapon going forth.
Mm-hmm.
Read the 12th verse.
Yes. Thank God.
But as many.
But as many as received him,
what?
To them gave he power to become
the son of God. Well, so I received God's word, but to really receive God is to yield to what God is telling you to do. Now you have received it. If you're told on your job to go implement a thing and you listen to say, I got it, and you walk away and go do something else, you haven't received what they told you.
Right.
You heard them, but you haven't received it. To receive is to put it in action.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 1 John 3 and 1. These are the weapons that we fight with. It's called obedience.
Yes.
And it's obeying what God is asking you to do. What God is asking us to do is all type of weapons.
Yes.
Bazookas, hand grenades, machine guns. Yes. It's God's word.
Yes.
And it's the direction God gives you.
Yes.
But it won't work if you don't implement it.
That's right.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And many of these weapons, in many instances, they're called healings.
Mm-hmm.
They're called, the weapons of the devil is called temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Obedience sends a bullet to the temptation. If you yield to God.
Yes.
3 and 1 says what?
Behold. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us.
What?
That we should be called the sons of God.
What?
Therefore the world knoweth us not.
What?
Because it knew him not.
You think God is lying? God is not lying. The inspiration of God is not fooling us. If you didn't know the Lord, those that are called the sons of God, you're not going to know them either if you're not in the truth, if you're not yielding to God's word.
Yes.
And you can't do it because the preachers tell you you can't do it. They already kill you before you get started. That's why you should cry and thank God for dying for you. That's not why you should cry and thank God. You should cry and thank God that he paid the price. You get a chance to obey his word.
That's right. That's right.
You can get into the fight.
Yes.
If you don't have his word and obey, you're not in the fight.
That's right.
You're a coward.
Yes.
You ain't doing anything. You're a paper tiger. You're just talking.
Yes.
But to pull the trigger and get into the fight means you're yielding to God.
Yes.
Beautiful. Read the third verse. What does it say?
Uh-huh. And every man.
Now listen, here's the weapon. We're the sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know him and they're not going to know you. But every man that hath his hope to be the son, what?
That hath this hope in him,
what?
Purifieth himself.
So now here is the weapon. Start purifying yourself. Start separating yourselves from the world. Start separating yourselves from things that's not like God. Purify
himself,
yourselves. What?
Even as he is
now,
pure.
Now, how can you purify? How can you use this weapon here to purify yourself even as he is pure, when they say, you ain't Jesus, you ain't holy, you ain't Jesus, you can't live like he lived. He lived free from sin. You can't do that. How can you? Well, then it's contradicting itself.
All right.
So you got a weapon with no bullets in it.
All right.
You got a bazooka with no ammunition in it.
That's right.
You got a,
go ahead,
for the old ones, Gatling gun.
Yes.
A more modern soldier. You got a machine gun or whatever. That don't work.
Right.
But every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. What?
Whosoever.
Now whoever you are, what?
Committed sin.
What?
Transgresses also the law.
You know what it's telling you? Now if you get in this fight and don't load up the weapon and use it.
Go ahead, Pastor.
You ain't doing nothing.
No.
And you need to know the house rule. In other words, you got to know what the enemy is. The enemy is transgressing the traditions or the directions God has given you. That's number one. So in other words, in the army here, when you're sent out to do the mission, obey. Just do what you're asked to do. That's house rules.
Mm-hmm.
You don't decide who you want to shoot or what weapon you want to use or when you're going to fight. Time to fight, you fight.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever committed sin transgress also the law. What?
For sin is the transgression of the law.
Now these are rules. If you don't know this, you cannot be ready for the battle. You will have no weapon if you don't know that you cannot break God's law. And when you do that, you're wrong and that you won't win. You're fighting a losing battle not knowing this. You don't have a fight plan. Right. This is a fight plan. Mm-hmm. 8th verse, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. He that committed sin is of the devil.
Now I'm going to show you who the enemy is. The enemy is sin.
Yes.
And when you commit sin, you're of the enemy. You're with them.
Yes. Right.
What?
For the devil sinneth from the beginning.
The devil from the beginning is our enemy.
Yes.
What?
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested.
Now, for this purpose, because he's our enemy, God brought forth the Word.
Yes.
And the Word was made flesh. For this purpose, the Son was manifested.
That he
what?
Might destroy the works of the devil.
Now, that's where you and I are. Sons of God, we're supposed to destroy the works of the devil. How can you do that if you don't have the weapons and the power to use it?
That's right.
And the will to use it.
Yes.
You can't destroy the enemy.
Yes.
You can't destroy the enemy. When it comes, you drop your weapon and run.
That's right.
You can't destroy the enemy if you're listening to him talk or her talk and they're telling you, you know your weapon really don't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know you really don't have no fight. God did the fight. You only got the fight. And all the time they're just slaughtering you.
That's right.
Your brothers and sisters all around you fall and the devil's telling you, you know you're not going to win. And don't even fight because the battle has been won already. He died for you. You ain't got to do nothing. But yet you're dying all the time.
Yes.
How you going to win like that?
Can't
win.
But he's manifested. You and I are manifested to become sons to destroy that devil out of our life.
Yes.
Not out of your neighbor's life.
Mm-mm.
Unless you're sent to bring forth the word. And even then, they have to yield to it to destroy.
Yes.
Read.
Whosoever is born of God.
What?
Doth not commit sin.
In other words, if you take your weapon and don't load up and shoot it, it's not going to happen.
No.
That's right.
You're fighting a losing battle.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're born of God, you don't commit sin. So that means you really got the weapon when you are born again. You got a weapon in use.
Yes.
If you still committing sin, you haven't been loaded up and packed up, you don't have the weapons, and if you haven't, you're not using it.
Right.
Something wrong here. Because
yes.
If you have the weapons that God gave you, his word, and you yield to it, it's like pulling the trigger.
Yes.
And it's going to be effective.
Yes.
It's like aiming at the target, dropping bombs, and hitting the target. It's going to work.
Yes.
And the enemy going to die is you. The old man is going to die.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Peter 1:22.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that this parable is not too far out where you can't reach this.
It's beautiful.
But it's a natural thing, and you should understand natural things. The Lord said, what if I tell you spiritual things? If you don't understand natural, forget about the spiritual.
That's right.
I'm trying to give you a spiritual parable here.
It's beautiful.
It's like going to school. What good is going to school, taking down all the notes, listen to the teacher, come home, put the book up under the cabinet, and don't study?
That's right.
You got nothing.
Right.
But if you apply,
right.
Study to show yourself approved,
right.
Then you gain knowledge, and more importantly, put it in action.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
1 Peter 1:22, what does it say?
Seeing ye have purified your souls.
Wait a minute, that's what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every man that hath his hope purifies himself. Now, if you're in training to be a soldier, if you really want to get over there and fight with the Taliban, you'll go through the training. You'll get every piece of information you can get.
Yes.
You know how to break down your weapon, how to get it loaded up, clean it. And more importantly, they tell you, don't you go anywhere. Don't you ever lay your weapon down. Keep it next to you at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave your weapon. There's penalties in training if you should be too far away from your weapon.
Yes.
If it's laying on the ground, you get a penalty.
Yes.
It should be in position where you can grab it. It should be clean, ready to fire.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are in the battle and you run, you are a coward, you're called a deserter.
Yes.
But get in there and fight.
Yes,
Lord. That's
beautiful. Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
Seeing
beautiful.
You have purified your souls, what?
Purified your soul in obeying the truth.
Wait a minute. The Lord is my Savior. But if you don't obey the truth, the Lord said, I am the way. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. If you don't obey Jesus, you are not purifying your soul.
All right.
Jesus said, If you love me, keep my commandments. I said, well, love is the commandment. It is. But love, according to the definition that the Lord gave, is the fulfilling of the law.
Yes.
If you keep his commandments, that is love.
Yes.
Fulfilling all of them is love, not just keeping one.
Say,
right. Well, one thing I don't do, I don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
My mama told me I didn't lie. But you were the biggest thief in the neighborhood. When they caught you, well, okay, you know what? George Washington told the truth, so can I. Yeah, I stole them. I stole those apples. Didn't I tell you not to steal those apples? I stole them, mama. Well, you still gonna get in here. You're still getting it. And the police gonna do the same thing. Say, did you steal them? I don't want to answer, because if I answer, I'm going to jail. Did you take them? I can't answer. I plead the fifth. You're going to jail. You're going to jail. You're lying. Obeying is the biggest weapon we have.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It is.
Purify yourselves in obeying the truth. What?
Obeying the truth through the Spirit.
Through the Spirit. What?
Unto unfeigned love of the brethren.
What?
See that ye love one another with a pure heart.
What?
Fervently.
Pure fervently.
Yes.
Obey the truth. Psalms 119, 142. So the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's more than just the truth. He is the word.
Yes.
He is the law.
Yes.
He is the commandment.
Yes, right.
Isn't that beautiful? He's everlasting.
Yes.
He's the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
He's the Father.
The
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The great I am.
Yes.
He's all of these. Well, he's the truth. He's the truth. Not the law is the truth too.
Yes.
119, 142 says what?
Thy righteousness.
What?
Is an everlasting righteousness.
And what?
And thy law is the truth.
So if you say, well, Jesus is the truth. Well, just letting you know, the law is the truth. He said, I come not to destroy the law or the prophets. So obeying the truth is a weapon.
Yes.
But if you don't obey it, what good? You don't have anything. You're a paper tiger.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Malachi 2 and 6, let's go there.
Okay.
These are the weapons, the spiritual weapons, but if you don't use them,
that's right.
What good is the weapons?
Yes.
Get all kind of all feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. You've been preparing yourself for the last 40 years and you still don't know God.
Yes.
Preparing yourself, but you haven't done nothing.
That's right.
Yeah, what you doing?
That's right.
Preparing myself. What you preparing yourself for? That great day coming through. You ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
Malachi 2 and 6, what does it say?
The law of truth.
What?
Was in his mouth.
Now the law of truth, God, the Lord may be in your mouth. He said, but these people are honoring me with their lips, but
yes.
Their heart is far from me because they don't have no action behind it.
Yes.
No works, faith, but no works. That make your faith dead.
Yes.
But the law of truth was in his mouth. What?
And iniquity was not found in his lips.
He didn't find lying in his lips. That means he had a weapon that was true.
Yes.
True to fire. What?
Yes. He walked with me in peace.
Now that's